This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. Domino's mind is a vast wasteland of stuff.
This has wildly exceeded my expectations of stupidity.
It's time to go beyond the goatee.
All right, we're going to get right out of it. Do you know who this is? And tell me on a scale of 1 to 10 what you think of it.
This is Billy Idol's.
Is it
Susanna Hoffs?
No. It's Maren Morris. And I'm just telling you, this is a terrible... Here's what's happened. Fast car. Everybody wants their fast car.
Yeah.
And again, I don't blame you. There are some songs that if you did it again, you like this. You're dancing.
I don't mind it.
Okay. It's terrible. And I don't... She's talented,
so
yes.
Everybody
she
is going to try
song.
To have a hit
yeah, she's picked the wrong
because
song.
Of what happened with yeah. the fast car. Yeah. I got you. Yeah. I got you. I understand what you're saying.
So now this is Maren Morris. Again, she's got a new album coming out and whatever. She said, I don't really want to be in the country world. So she's doing something like this. Her business, not mine. Here's the pop quiz. You have any idea who this is singing this song?
The city lights.
No idea.
Debbie Harry.
Nope. Younger. I can play this game all day. Younger. She's younger. Married to somebody whose father we knew. Divorced now, but she was married.
Gwen Stefani.
Nope. Did we know Gwen Stefani? We didn't know anybody in her.
Same names.
This is Kate Hudson, who was married to Chris Rock.
Right. We knew Stan.
We knew Stan.
Not bad.
Yeah. Again, it's
I
not like
she can sing.
Yeah, me neither. But again, got a video out and everything. It must be official if you put a video out. But yeah, that was Pop Quiz. That's Kate Hudson. I don't know if it's going to be what the kids would call a hit. You can have a studio anywhere you want.
Nowadays, yeah.
All right. So that leads me to this. Because
I'm going to cover a couple of songs. I think put them out there, see what happens.
You should. You should
could
cover,
do what I could do.
You
it.
Should cover Fast Car by Tracy
should.
Chapman.
Yeah.
That's what, I don't know.
Great
you should
idea.
Cover that one. All right. That leads me to this. Again, I got a bad cover of Maren Morris. I got Kate Hudson. And then I got this guy. You know who this is?
Eric Thomas, you want to venture a guess?
That sounds like Jack Black.
It is Jack Black. And he did a video for this.
Boy, does he annoy me.
Exactly.
Boy, does he annoy me.
Oh, way off base.
Oh. Go watch this video, and you come back, and you tell me. Here's what I want you to do. Here's your homework assignment.
You're dancing around,
hold on. Yeah,
being his obnoxious self.
Listen, I want you to get out of that seat.
I'd like to give him a honky-tonk man guitar shot.
I want you to get out of that seat, Derek. You got a couple of minutes? Go watch Jack Black singing Britney Spears out there.
Is Kyle Gassin there with him, Tenacious D?
Yeah, and I want you to come back, and I want you to tell me that you still like him. So if you get a second, go out there and watch.
Oh, it would be absolutely terrible, and I still like Jack Black, yes.
Well, this should be enough
Derek,
of a reason.
Are you high today?
I watched it. This should be enough of a reason why
well,
you
like
denounce
Jack,
yeah. I'm really asking. Are you high?
So
you
he was on your side
him.
When it came to watching Nova, but then he likes Jack Black.
Yeah,
so
you should denounce him.
I think that's a you problem, Chris, when it comes to watching Nova.
Well, I would say it's Derek's problem unless he's okay with being one for two. One
oops,
for two is not bad.
You don't respect the D. That's fair.
You got to see this. He's in this stupid loud shirt.
Well, that's, I think that was Derek's attempt at humor.
Of course
that's who he is.
Wow.
Again, and it's not for everybody, just like we're not for everybody.
School of Rock, I get. A little too manic for me. You know, he sort of has that Robin Williams, I got to be on all the time.
What about
much.
Mario, the Mario Brothers movie?
I think my father hated Robin Williams more than anybody.
Interesting.
That he ever hated. And that's saying a lot because he hated a lot of people.
Okay, and by the way.
He didn't like manic people.
Hey, Derek, what if I told you that Jack Black also said, hey, I'm ready when you are. I'm waiting by the phone instead of one day collaborating with Spears. He's so obnoxious. He did the stupid song.
That's his attempt at humor.
Right.
Again, it's not for everybody. It's certainly not for me. But to each his own.
Okay. You like Guy Ritchie movies?
Yeah, but the problem is...
You can't understand it.
Yeah, I don't know what anybody's saying. I need subtitles. I just watched Layer Cake the other day. That was a Guy Ritchie movie, right?
Yeah, it's Daniel Craig, right?
And he gets killed at the end?
Yeah, Daniel Craig.
I don't want to ruin it for anybody.
Well, you just did. So there's a show coming out on Netflix called The Gentleman. The Gentleman. You'd recognize it's the guy from White Lotus. He was in, like, Divergent, one of those movies. It doesn't matter. But it's a Guy Ritchie thing. And it's a series. It's episodes. But it's a... It picks up... Yeah.
The White Lotus is coming back, I believe, for season 3.
Oh, wait. Please tell me Jennifer Coolidge is going to be in it again.
Well,
Oh, is she not?
I don't think so.
Oh, really?
She was a floater in the last one.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She didn't make it out of the last one.
All right, but Guy Ritchie's new Netflix series, I'm looking forward to. It's about a family that has money, but the crime family is involved with them, and they have to commit crimes to get out from under the crime family. Typical Guy Ritchie. A lot of people are going to get shot. A lot of people are going to get blown up.
And you're going to need subtitles.
Hey, do you know who is richer now, Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk?
Is it neck and neck?
Nope. It's we got a front runner now. After 3 years, Jeff Bezos has overtaken Elon Musk with over $200 billion worth. Did you hear about that Rihanna party? She supposedly got paid like $8 million to go sing for a guy. The guy's got like $114 billion. He threw I think the number was $152 million wedding. He threw a wedding or a wedding, three-day thing for $152 million. They had Bill Gates, Zuckerberg, Rihanna performed for like $8 million. What do you think of that kind of wealth?
$152 million
three-day party.
You got that kind of money, I guess. You can do it, right?
Goodness. Yeah, it's not my money. I don't really care. You do what you got to do at that point. Do you know this show when your son was young? Did he watch this?
My name's Tyrone. I'm Uniqua. I'm Tasha. My name's Austin. And we're your backyard friends.
No.
You didn't know the Backyardigans?
No.
Wow, we got a lot of run.
We watch Caillou. Not necessarily the Backyardigans.
Does nobody know the Backyardigans? The woman who created the Backyardigans just passed away.
I don't think Caillou was around.
That's my teddy and my bunny.
Is that Caillou?
Yeah, kid was a pain in the ass.
That Backyardigans, there was diversity, there was storyline. Like, I had to sit down and watch this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman who invented Backyardigans.
In Caillou, everybody looked alike. His parents looked exactly like one another. And Caillou and his little sister, they all looked like the parents. The grandparents looked the same. I think there was a lot of inbreeding going on in Caillou.
Is that how it was presented?
Well, they all looked alike. That's what I took out of it.
Is that like what the English Empire? Is that what's going on over there, too?
That was the impression that it gave me.
And was Caillou like Charlie Brown, bald before his time?
Yeah, but I think Caillou, was the angle that he was sick? Was that the angle?
That's the theory.
Oh, is that true? No, what do you mean theory? Whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't know where
I heard it, but I think I read it somewhere on Reddit or something.
Yeah, I don't know if it was ever officially put forth that way, but...
Never got older, though, right? This was a multiple.
He had no hair, and he never got older. Much like Charlie Brown, never got old.
So, any
of the other Peanuts gang, for that matter. Or the Simpsons, or any cartoon.
You don't know the Backyardigans?
I don't.
A little bit surprised.
What made you bring this up?
The woman who invented the Backyardigans passed away. And I'm telling you this, boy, a lot of people who seem to be that 21, 22, 23, really, I think it hit them hard. Like my daughter, I'm going to call her later, my older one especially. We watched it.
Might the second one actually call you back?
No.
She would be that touched emotionally?
It's nice for you
to get a little dose of your own medicine. You're the same way.
I know.
You call and you never leave a message.
No, if you call me back, you call me back. If you don't, what do I care?
I guess it wasn't all that important.
Yeah, I hardly...
You didn't leave a message.
Listen, I hardly wanted to call you anyway. You think I care if you call me back? Rolls-Royce just created the world's most expensive car. What do you think the most expensive car in the world is right now?
$5 million.
$31 million. There's a $31 million Rolls-Royce. $31 million. Ooh, you know, here's what I'm supposed to tell you, but it's a good-looking car. $31 million. I don't even know how that's possible. And remember I told you.
What's the insurance like on that thing? What's the maintenance like on that thing?
I don't want you looking at it.
An oil change will cost you $4 million.
I don't think it uses oil. I made that up, I think. But I think it uses more science-y stuff.
What's your insurance on a $31 million car?
It's made out of Wakanda metal.
What's your premium? I was an adjuster for a while. I understand the insurance lingo. Yeah.
Vibranium. It's made of vibranium. $31 million. It's only got four wheels. Like, it's literally point A to point B like everything else. It just does it nicer. All right, remember I said we should all hit our knees? You know what NASCAR did for us? Shot down another one of them asteroids that could hit Earth. Now, here's the, you want the good news or the bad news?
Let's start with the good news.
The good news is maybe they're right. You want to know what the bad news
is? The bad news?
NASA now says that within the next 140 years, there's no asteroid close enough that could really present any problems. But here's what I know. All it takes is like a tick, a little breeze, and you know what an asteroid can do? Change its course completely. But they shot down an asteroid. Listen. We have the actual audio.
Is it like playing the game Asteroids?
All right, there you go. That's the sound of the
Which
horn.
I can never master. You know why? Because you'd spin, and then you couldn't stop.
I didn't
just
care
kept
about
floating.
That.
Next thing you hit a rock, and that's
I didn't care about that.
Hyperspace, you would disappear.
I knew what it was. I didn't really care for it. I played some Missile Command.
So we used to play in a bar, like one of the neighborhood bars. They would just, people would be getting drunk, and they would just kind of let us, you know, kids, you know, 10, 12, 13 years old, just stand inside of the bar and play Asteroids. Ah, the good old days.
Yeah, and taking all the smoke that one 12-year-old could take in at one time. All right, there's the last thing. Do you know who a gentleman by the name of Paul Landis is? Paul Landis.
I know Paul Lind, who used to be on
Paul
the Hollywood.
Landis.
Where?
He's now 88 years old. If I tell you perhaps he was in Dallas on that fateful day, what do you think Paul Landis might be?
A cop.
Secret Service. He was in the car right behind the vehicle. Well, guess what now he is doing? He kept a secret for 60 years, and he's starting to talk about another bullet that he found on the seat. And he's got a story to tell now. Now, is he writing a book? Sure. The guy who did this article said I wanted to speak to him before I actually talk about the book. It's long, but there's a lot of things in here, man. Do you know that we were supposed to have all of the files now? It was supposed to be 50 years. We were supposed to wait 50 years. Warren Commission said 50 years. You know what happened when they started to look at the files again? They said, let's wait another 60 years. Another 60 years.
So there's a lot more to this story than meets the eye.
Yeah, and now Paul Landis, who's 88. Now, again, he was there. It's him. 88. I guess the next thing you're going to tell me is what? He either wants another 15 minutes... Or does he have a guilty conscience?
Is he like that Frank Sheridan who was the basis of the movie The Irishman who said he killed Jimmy Hoffa?
He didn't kill Jimmy Hoffa. Does he want something?
Yeah. What happened in that movie didn't happen. So
why? So again, you can make fun of me. You guys can go watch the hydraulic thing go smash, I don't know, whatever. A Volkswagen Beetle. A can of...
That would be great.
A can of Zero FG.
I would like to see the hydraulic go right through the middle of the Volkswagen Beetle. That's a great idea, Chris.
So you would rather watch 20 more minutes of hydraulics breaking things than read this guy's story about what happened?
Well, it depends what's getting smashed. Like, I would like to see a big, like, semi-truck tire get smashed full of air. Boom! That thing will just explode.
There's a chance you can kill somebody.
Yeah, you can't be.
You gotta be. You gotta be.
You can't be in the room. You set the camera up, and I think they do that for all of them. I don't think anybody's in the room.
I just want to know who I'm working with. Adam Gillespie. 20 more minutes of hydraulic smashing things, or reading about Paul Landis and his story about that day in Dallas in 1963.
Oh, reading? I'll watch the press.
At least he's honest.
I'd be honest.
No, I'd probably rather just watch the hydraulic video.
Can I listen to it? I'd like to listen
to it.
Do the
audio version?
Is there video of it? I hate reading. So.
Now, I don't want to do this down the hall thing. I don't want to get into down the hall. But you know he's got a podcast, and he's had a podcast about a bunch of subjects.
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true international effort to pressure.
Not the place.
It's not the place,
Chris. You're towing.
Build that wall.
A very fine line here, Chris.
Rob Reiner has done a podcast on JFK. Now, again, I'm not getting into down the hall. But when I read this,
so Meathead is doing a podcast,
right.
Huh?
I told somebody about this. They were like, hey, have you heard Reiner's JFK thing? I was like, I have. I don't want to play down the hall. I do want to hear Paul Landis' story. Like I said, he had a bullet. He put it on the stretcher.
And when we say down the hall, we mean extra 6'3". That's Atlanta's only conservative news talk station.
Wear a mask.
With Tug and Rhino and Los in the morning and the Kimmer.
I'm going to play.
Pete Davis taking you home.
Yes.
The Kimmer, I was leaving the studio the other day.
Yeah.
And I looked in there.
Did he acknowledge your existence?
He did, but he didn't have a shirt on. I don't know why he didn't have a shirt on, but I said, don't ever do that again.
Let me ask you
this.
That's
what I told him.
A sex party.
This type of thing can never happen.
He's stealing my gimmick.
He is stealing your gimmick.
Did he serve in the military?
He did.
He can do whatever he wants. Well, how dare you? Did he acknowledge your existence once yet since he's been here?
I don't think, like, I did call-ins when the Braves were in the playoffs, and he said my name. But okay. I don't think when he sees me, he doesn't know who I am.
Right.
Which is fine.
Okay. I'm going to give you guys, I'm going to play your idiot game for 1 second. And you don't have to answer it now. When we come back.
No, we're not going anywhere. We got a couple of minutes.
Listen. I want you to think about it, but I need for you to really think about it. I'm going to give you one item that the hydraulics thing can smash.
All right.
You have to pick the one item. You only get one item.
I'll answer that after the break.
Yeah, so
that's what you're saying.
We've
got some time to cover some other things here, but I'll answer that question in about 10 minutes.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.